Hello and welcome to the Dragon Show. That's Dragon and Fair together. I'm Xander. This is Alkali.
I'm not here.
We're here, and it's an episode not at a con.
It took you coming home for that.
Yeah.
You left me.
I left you.
You left me.
Which is, everyone thinks I left you for real.
Well, I mean, I would think that too. Have you seen what I look like and what you look like? I understand.
No. I had to go for job. I had to get monies in other ways than...
Hooker.
Rough butt sex, yes.
Yeah, well, that's what you're doing now in St. Louis.
Well, you can't just live off of chocolate.
No.
Butt sex for chocolate isn't a good delivery of goods and services.
You'd think that, but...
It sounds like a game show, Butt Sex for Chocolate.
Butt Sex for Chocolate. You know,
it's on the Gay Network, Butt Sex for Chocolate.
I worry the connotations of the title.
This is fucked up because I can only see your forehead from
it's a
here.
Big forehead.
And I'm taller than you, the way we have everything set up right now.
Yeah, we kind of jimmy-rigged this one. God,
you're like Wilson. You're totally Wilson it right now.
Hidey-ho, fag.
You're my next-door neighbor that... Oh my god, now I'm thinking of Gay Home Improvement. Can we have that show?
Dude, Wilson definitely had a glory hole.
Yeah, a glory hole. He gives great advice and a huge dick. Oh yeah.
It would be one of those pornos with all the heavy machinery fucking.
He gives advice through semen. Like that's how he receives the information. And you just hear a voiceover as he's coming.
Hey Xander.
What?
Oh, 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 more power tops.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh my god, I hate you. Oh, oh, more power tops.
More power tops.
But the gays can't do home improvement, apparently. Isn't that the thing? We only pick out the drapes?
That's the thing. That is technically part of home improvement. We're just the last step. The step that doesn't involve power tools anywhere but the bedroom.
Al's the bear.
Oh god.
Bend over, Al. I don't think so, Tim. Anyway, it's Easter. Easter's Eve.
We celebrated Good Friday.
With Jeebus juice.
Jeebus night. It's a tradition that we've rekindled.
I don't think I've ever been here for Jeebus night. Like,
well, we kept having to cancel it because it's so deadly.
What, you just drink yourself to death?
Basically, I mean, think about it. What happened on the last Jeebus night a few, like, centuries ago? Guy got crucified.
But let's not... Oh, is that the same as drinking?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, beware of Jeebus night.
Because you feel
you
like...
You might end up on a cross.
You feel like death the next day? Is that
yes.
The idea?
By Sunday, you finally get rid of the hangover, so you raise from the dead.
I hate you so much.
That's what Jeebus night is all about. No, it started years ago. Jeebus night for me and my friends is a Good Friday. We all get together and drink ourselves stupid. Now, the thing is, usually whenever we do a shot or a drink as a group, somebody does a toast. But the only toast allowed on Jeebus night is what, Xander?
I don't know.
Oh, you were there like five times. How drunk were you?
I was pretty drunk.
Man, it's to Jeebus.
Oh, to Jeebus, yes. Yep. Sorry, I was checking the levels.
Because years ago, when we were all in high school, we all got together in my parents' basement. We hid some alcohol outside of the basement window, which we found out as I was a teenager that you could take out entirely. And we went downstairs and started getting drunk. Drunk to the point where one of us decided that water was no longer a feasible option and started drinking vodka in lieu of water.
You know, what age did you do this at?
14?
This explains a lot.
Yeah, doesn't it?
You drank so much you turned gay.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
That's right, kids. Drinking when you're young turns you gay.
That explains a lot, too.
That's in the next Christian movie or whatever. Left Behind or whatever. Isn't that what everyone's like eight beers away from being gay? Isn't that how it works?
Eight beers away from being gay? Is that a thing?
Yes.
I need to go buy
eight. Because they pass
beers.
Out and their butt's up in the air, and then you just fuck them. Oh, they're gay.
Oh, man, that is...
And then they wake up enjoying it, and they're like, oh, I like dick.
This is why you keep getting arrested.
So, I moved away to St. Louis.
Boo!
You came with me.
Yay.
I can't think of something for you to boo now. I went to St. Louis again.
Boo!
But they had yummy food.
Yay.
But it was in Chicago.
Ooh, they had donuts. They had those really good donuts.
The donuts were cursed.
Oh.
Can I
They're
go
filled
now?
With carcinogens.
They were okay. We had Ray's donuts. I still haven't had all the St. Louis-y things there. Because you have to have all the food in the area, apparently.
It's true.
Butter cake is a thing. Someone decided to make a cake full of butter.
I'm in.
My aunt gave me some of that. It was heart attack-erific.
Oh, sounds great.
Cardiac-tacular?
Cardiac-tacular.
It's just there's a cartoon of a heart grabbing its own heart and giving a thumbs up. That's on the cake. So, and what else? Oh, there's a shitload of barbecue places down there.
Oh, yeah. St. Louis is great for barbecue.
Okay. They've all been okay so far.
No. They're the best. Don't be from St. Louis and not say they're the best. You'll get killed.
I thought, the more south you go, the better the barbecue. Must have something to do with the racism.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to ask you. How's the racism? It is St. Louis.
Yeah. It's amazingly segregated. And there's the... You just wait 5 minutes. You are from white area to scary black area to... Well, depending on what side. We went to a Denny's and my dad was horrified. It was fun.
Really?
Yeah. He was scared to order the coffee because it was black.
What?
I don't know.
What?
Because there was too much black around. He was scared.
Oh, that's funny.
And it was like... Look around you. I'm like, yeah, so, yeah, okay.
So this is called living.
It's like, they're going to take your everything. I'm like, God. So now I have to live in a place that costs way too much to make my parents feel better. That just describes a lot of my existence right now, actually.
Everything you're doing is to make your parents feel better?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, my happiness has nothing to do with anything, really.
Well, they think that they're helping you. I mean, they got you away from me, so that's a good thing.
Oh. No, they say that they like you.
Yeah, they say that to your face. Then they send me email. I'm sorry, they don't send me emails. They're old people. They send me snail mail.
You're fucking their baby.
Do you like football? Do you like to watch football? Well, you're fucking my baby.
Yes, yes. No, NCAA. We watched the Final Four. Final Four on all fours.
Oh, there we go.
That's the gay way. Final Four on all fours. That just happened. Are you in a pool at all?
No, we didn't do... The pools at work for the Final Four are the most ridiculous amounts of money.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not... I don't know enough. Who do you think wins? Duke. Why? Because I'm a ferret.
They are still in it.
I know. I should have done it.
Yeah. You would have won everything. Yeah. So you helped me move in, and we had College Hunks.
I loved that.
There is the move-in company was called College Hunks.
You know, just bearing it, forgetting for the fact that we'll come back to the fact that they're called College Hunks. I had never... dreamed of getting a moving company before. I'm like, no, you don't need a moving company. You just move. I will never again move without a moving company.
It is pretty awesome.
Oh, my God. There's so much you can get done. Will they break their back bringing in a fondue pot?
Too many. I don't know how many fondue pots I have. We should have made it even more obvious that they're moving a gay person. I think the cat was a hint.
The cat is definitely a hint. The fact that I'm making all the decisions for where stuff goes, you're like, just put it over there in the corner. I'm like, that is against the feng shui. Move it here on a 12-degree angle.
Oh, I could have had them install a sex swing. That would have been fun.
That would have been awesome. I know, this is for relaxation.
Could you get in there? I want to see how it looks.
I have seen no less than 3 pornos that start like that.
My gay Wilson has to approve. Could you just bring in a fence? I don't know.
I did love that your lesbian cat was afraid of the carpet for a while.
Oh, she was. She was like, she loved carpet. She forgot she loved carpet.
Yep.
And she was just walking. You could hear her pick her paws up and...
She forgot how to walk on carpet.
She still walks that way. I think I need to clip her toenails or something.
Yes, you do. She scratches the shit out of everything.
That's how she wakes me up now. It's still at 8 a.m. every fucking time. So I bet you're glad to have that rid of.
How is your mattress or your comforter and bed sheets?
It's awesome.
So we're at the store.
Oh yeah.
Trying to pick out bed sheets for him, so everyone already knows that we're a couple. And he goes over, he's like, "This one looks good," and it was an all black sheet. And I had to remind him, "Xander, seeing as you're not going to want to wash this thing more than once every few months, I suggest not a solid black comforter because you get cum stains on everything."
Do you have jizz color? Because that's really going to help me out.
I've noticed I've had to do significantly less laundry since you've left the house.
Of course.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with your clothes. It's mainly the things I find cum on.
Things happen. I get horny. You know, it just happened. You got to whip it out and you got to take care of things.
Yeah,
sometimes you don't have a jizz rag. Where am I supposed to put it?
Well, definitely not the comforter. Those things are a bitch to wash.
Sometimes it's hard to bend your dick down and jizz in the toilet.
Oh, the poor shower curtains.
The shower curtains?
Oh, the poor shower curtains.
Why are they poor?
Because they're covered in white splotches.
Hey, I aim at the fucking drain pretty well, okay? We were just talking about that. When I was in college, they had a thing that said, like, the drains were being clogged up with too much jizz. Because this was at NIU. This was at your college, too.
Oh, my God.
Northern Illinois University. The Huskies.
Go Huskies.
Go Huskies. But anyway, yeah. Did you have anything like that? Does that even make sense?
Well, we were the computer science floor, so ours was more along the lines of, please stop fucking in the hallways.
Really? God damn it. You sound like you went to the fucking Associated Student Bodies College that everyone wishes they went to.
That's the thing. It was the computer science floor, so every person, because it was a co-ed floor, male and female,
uh-huh.
Everyone was bi.
Holy shit.
Everyone was bi. My neighbor, who was a junior in college... When the floor found out I was gay because my roommate walked in and I was cuddling with a guy in a sleep and he freaked out, which was fucking hysterical. And like a month later, this guy comes and was like, so heard that you're actually gay. Like, yeah, you know, you're pretty quiet about it and I've always wanted to try it. So yeah, let's. I'm like, yes. College experimentations. Yes.
Did you put like an ad out like, got a taste for dick? Better call Dan.
Didn't have to. That's just how the floor worked. There was the D&D group that played D&D in there was a little room off to the side on our floor.
Uh-huh.
So it was our floor only. We don't know why, but they would always play shirtless, and at midnight they would always close the door.
Oh my God.
So that was one of the things.
That's how you get me to play D&D.
Okay. Well, you would like him except for one of the guys. He was in shape, but he obviously had some kind of a hormone problem.
Okay.
So his right breast was like an A-plus cup. But his left breast was like a hard peck. It was really weird. And I just wanted to touch him.
So he was like an Amazon who chopped his boob off?
Kind of, yeah.
To fire the archery?
It was strange.
That should have been his character. So...
yeah, he was constantly getting laid. I'm assuming because bisexuals were like, oh, best of both worlds.
But his character was like One Boob Jim.
One Boob Jim. I like that character.
That's got to be weird because, yeah.
Then there was my radio co-host, Gypsy. She was the floor's jizz jar.
Really?
Oh, God. And then her boyfriend.
How did you people get any work done?
Well, AIDS.
AIDS?
Mainly the fear of AIDS.
Oh, like, my God.
We shouldn't fuck today, because what are the odds? Oh, 3-1? All right, I'll take a day off.
Oh, man, we should have used a condom. Yep, we should have.
Gypsy's boyfriend came and visited once, and man, holy shit. He was, I mean, I know skinny people. There's a word for this, I can't remember what it's called, but he was so skinny that you could see his heartbeat through his chest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Like, dude, here's a sandwich. Go eat, get a taco or something.
You can see my heartbeat just because I have high blood pressure. So
yours is trying to get away from you.
I can see my pulse. I can look at the light and say, oh, yeah, it's about 60 beats per minute. That's good.
It makes it easy when you're drunk and I need to make sure you're still alive. I just look like, yeah, that's movement.
So, the skinny guy was the boyfriend of the town jizz jar.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. I still don't know how any of you graduated. Did you? No, but you didn't graduate from there, did you?
No, I had to go work. I had crazy, crazy scholarships, but none of them were it didn't last. It was only for the first 2 years because they were all local scholarships because I did so much charity work for my community.
Okay.
So I got basically a free ride for the first 2 years, and then I went, oh, fuck, college is expensive, and I have a real good opportunity to get into an industry, and you know, I never look back.
Did you find time to suck dick?
Oh, bathrooms.
Did you keep like a planner or something?
Yes, I'm very organized. 4 o'clock, study for final. 5 o'clock, suck dick.
9 o'clock, sodomy. You have to say it that way too. With many Y's.
Yes, with many Y's.
Let me check my Franklin planner. Did you have a Franklin planner?
No. You know what I had?
What?
Post-it notes.
Post-it notes
everywhere. It was ridiculous.
You were using Scrum for gay sex?
Basically, yeah. I mean, my entire wall, because, you know, the decorations were, they didn't even give us a corkboard in our room, so the wall behind my computer was just a blank white canvas. Oh my God. Post-it notes.
8 o'clock for Jimmy. I'm going to move him to Tuesday for Taco Tuesday, because I think he's Mexican.
Well, there was a guy. He was my freshman year, first semester, because you basically every half, you could change rooms if you wanted to.
Okay.
We started hanging out, air quotes. And he basically revealed to me that he's as horny as I am. And this is in college, so that was crazy horny. And we were talking about being roommates, and we literally were like, no, we'll never get anything done.
I love how we're using our Easter for gay college sex.
Gay college sex is all about
on the
Easter.
Dragon Show, Easter is gay college sex.
You know
sex
why?
Time. Why?
She'll never fertilize those eggs.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I always thought it'd be really fun.
To fertilize eggs?
No, to take an x-ray of a woman and then color in her egg.
What the
on Easter. So that when the sperm get there, they're like, festive! Pregnant.
Then they're going to turn out gay, you know that, because it's a rainbow egg? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what did it.
That's what does it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That and all the gay drinking in high school. I forgot about the gay drinking. Especially if you have, like, you know, martinis and shit like that.
Yeah, last night's drinking was weird. I really enjoyed that.
You put your gay drinks with the hard drinks.
I think you were...
This one's for the girls. This one's for the guys. Oh, well, you had the Four Horsemen.
Yeah, we did do a Four Horsemen. I was really proud of my friends. I did not think they'd be able to do that.
That's biblical. See,
that's very biblical.
That's
because
kind of Easter-y.
I love that no one trusted me to light it on fire.
We need more Bible drinks.
More Bible? Oh my God. Actually, the worst part is I have two or three Bible drinks.
Really?
There's the crucifix.
Okay.
Which is a Kahlua shot with drops of, what do you call it? God, grenadine in it.
Okay.
So it looks like flesh with blood marks on it.
Oh my God.
What? I'm a sick fuck. Then there's the anti-Christian drink, which would be the abortion shot. You saw that one last night.
We need to have a drink called the Adam and Eve and then follow it up with the Adam and Steve.
The Adam and Eve? You know what the Adam and Eve would be?
What?
Abful. It's an apple shot.
God damn it.
And garnish it with a single dick leaf.
See, you know, Jews can get into this, too. If we did it for, like, Passover, you got, like, seven plagues.
Yeah.
You did all the different drinks.
The seven angry shots. I love it. What's this one called? Oh, my God. There is a grasshopper shot.
Yeah,
what were the plagues? Oh, my God. I think we could do this.
I can't even remember.
Water to blood. That would be a Bloody Mary. There we go. That one's done. Frogs.
Frogs?
What the hell would the frog shot be? Oh, I know a shot called the wart.
All right.
It's soda underneath like a thick Kahlua, so it starts to like blister on top.
Was
it's
it
weird.
Was it locusts?
Locusts is one. Oh, fuck. What can we do for locusts? I think that should just be Rumplements at that point.
Just fill a cricket full of...
Inject a cricket full of Rumplements and eat it.
Just soak up cricket in... I don't think people would be down with that, honestly.
I don't think people were down with the plagues either. One of the plagues was darkness. Wasn't that a plague?
That's racist.
No, no, not that kind of darkness.
That's
not a plague from biblical times. That's an Obama style
darkness plague.
Darkness.
A bunch of black people move in. Son of a bitch.
My dad's like, oh, the apocalypse. I'm like, no, Dad, those are the Joneses.
God damn it. That's just the Jeffersons, Dad. It's the Jeffersons.
Stop yelling plagues at them. And why do we have so many frogs in our house?
They're bringing their basketballs and watermelons.
Oh, my.
Oh, my? There's got to be a third one for that.
The third one was the Jeffersons.
Basketballs and
basketball
watermelons.
And collard greens, oh, my.
Oh, there you go. And the Fresh Prince. Okay.
And the Fresh Prince.
Everyone loves the Fresh
and
Prince.
And B.E.T.
And B.E.T. Oh, my. Anyway, and then God just got lazy with death. Death is the last plague.
Oh, that would be the four horsemen shot. Yeah. Watching everyone's faces as they took a four, like, yeah, okay, this is the four horsemen, so who actually wants to try one of these? No one, right? And like a bunch of people, like, no, you don't, you psychopaths.
Now, the four horsemen is Jack, Jim. Which is Jack Daniels, Jim Beam.
Jameson,
and what?
Jack, Jim, Jameson, and Johnny Walker.
Okay. So if you want to celebrate, go for it.
Yeah, it's equal parts.
Uh-huh.
Shaken, put into a larger shot glass, and then for the flaming four horsemen, which they wouldn't let me do, you float Bacardi 151 on top of it, light it on fire, and blow it out before drinking. Because chances are, if you're drinking a four horsemen, you're already drunk.
It's true. So have you ever done anything for Easter, like, in past times, other than gay sex?
I don't think I do anything other than gay sex just in general.
Jesus has risen. Let's fuck.
That sounds like those people that followed him around. Apostles. There we go.
They were 12 guys, yeah. You know? So that makes sense. But no, nothing like
12
that.
12 penises of the Bible.
You didn't have, like, an Easter egg hunt or...
Oh, you're talking about when I was a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, they stopped doing that. There were problems.
Yeah, like, my mom would set up, like, you had to follow clues around the house because apparently the Easter bunny has too much time on his hands or something.
See, we stopped doing it because me and my brother would hunt for the eggs, find enough to get the candy, start getting a stomachache, leave them, and then a month later my dad would find melted chocolate in an egg somewhere in the house.
Or you find a rotten egg, like, years later. That's never good.
We never did it with real eggs because of that.
Right.
I love my aunt used to, for Easter, she'd give everyone a $5 bill and an egg.
What, like... Why do you, we put candy in everything, and Easter is one of those. So I'm going to get a fucking bag of candy for my mom, because, you know.
Yep, that's how it works.
She still thinks we're five.
Did you get a lamb cake?
I got a lamb cake.
Nicely done.
If you don't know what a lamb cake is, it's basically pound cake covered in frosting in the shape of a lamb.
Not just frosting, the heaviest buttercream frosting that you will ever experience.
It's so good.
Like, it gives you a sore throat immediately.
That's how we celebrate Jesus.
Yep. That is the Jeebus way.
Butt sex would be better.
Yes.
It would be much more healthy. Burn more calories, too. No, but you chop the head off the lamb cake and eat the whole thing. That's part of the deal.
Yep.
No, that's just what I do.
No, that's pretty, because there's no way to cut a lamb cake with the head still on it. So usually, if you want leftovers, you cut the head of the lamb cake off at dinner, divide that into pieces, let everyone eat that, and then you have what almost looks like just a loaf of cake left over. It no longer looks like an animal.
So I realized that, I don't know if you watched, but there's all these Bible programs and stuff.
I love those.
Well, there's more and more. Yeah. There's like AD, what happened after Jesus came down. What are you're doing this, like, weird peek around the microphone thing. It's creepy.
I see you.
Wilson is revealing himself. That's what it would be like.
And Tim Taylor's just there with a power sander putting more glory holes in the fence. Heidi-ho, neighbor. Don't know where my dick is today. It'd be like a combination of The Price is Right and Gay Tool Time. Yes. Behind which door is the dick?
We're back to Gay Tool Time now.
Gay Tool Time.
Oh, God. Today we're looking at Bad Dragon.
Did you see, I don't know if you caught this, but I'm assuming you never go to work like usual.
Okay.
Did you happen to see April Fool's episode of The Price is Right?
No, actually.
Bob Barker walked out.
What?
Yep, Bob Barker showed back up.
That's amazing.
Yep, it's because I work nights, so I'm sometimes home to watch The Price is Right. I got to see that, and I realized how big of a fanboy I am. I'm like, oh my God, Bob Barker! I love you, Bob!
You're like, give me a pet to neuter right now.
I will cut off his balls for you.
No, I was going to ask you, with all these new Bible shows, what would be your Bible show you would do?
My Bible show?
Your Bible show. Because, okay, every year they show, isn't it around Easter they show...
They start bringing out a bunch of Bible
like
shows.
Like the old classic Ten Commandments.
Right, yeah.
Right.
See, mine would be a remake of just the Book of the Apocalypse. Or what's that last book called?
That would be the best fucking movie, yes.
I think so, too. And I'm sure it's been done before, uh-huh. But I would do it just hard. I would rate it XXX,
uh-huh.
And it would be a combination horror movie, Bible documentary, because Bible documentaries are the nastiest thing ever,
uh-huh.
And porno.
I like this.
Because in the end, there's going to be a
Everyone's
lot of
Everyone's going to be fucking,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you imagine it's like people that they start to get raptured, they start to go off, it's like, well, wait a minute, I'd rather fuck. Like, guys, come on, somebody's got to want to go to heaven. No, this is pretty awesome. Well, let's stick around here. Fine.
So it'd basically be like the Caligula of the apocalypse.
Yes.
Just kind of a historically accurate sex in the streets. It'll be wonderful.
Could you imagine if like, okay, think of it this way.
Uh-huh.
So if the rapture happened and it was like, okay, this is what you're telling the world. Just so everyone knows, heaven and hell exists and you have not been chosen to go to heaven. So this is it. Once you die, you're going to be stuck in the worst place ever. Have fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be just the craziest world to live. I'd be terrified. It's the one of the few times I go, all right, let's just fuck because somebody's going to come in here and shove a torch up my asshole anyway. So we might as well fuck while we can.
You see, that should be a game.
Shoving torches up people's assholes?
No, dealing with the biblical apocalypse. Like
a reality show?
Done by non-Bible people. Like...
Well, you know, need one Bible person to tell you that you're doing everything wrong, because they're funny.
Right, right. But that would be so much fun, like done by like Skyrim people.
Oh, that would be good.
See, that would be so much fun.
Did you ever hear of the, there was a reality show done in Britain.
Okay.
That was literally, they tricked a person. Like, there's a documentary on
what?
How they did the show. They tricked a person into thinking that the apocalypse had actually happened.
That's amazing.
And for months, they kept this up. It's like a three... I don't know if it was three episodes. I found it a long time ago, but there's a wiki. There's tons of information on it. I'll have to look it up. I'll bring it. We'll bring it up next episode.
They
so
kind of did that.
2 years.
They did that in Japan too, where they put a guy in a room. They made him sign a waiver, and they we're gonna just fuck with this guy hardcore.
Yep.
And everyone watched, and he was a huge hit.
Yep. And they let him out, and he was just confused.
Right. Like he should have had all the money.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway. We should move on to the listener questions.
Oh, we have questions?
We do.
Why? I didn't even know we had a show anymore.
People love us.
I forget that we do this.
Yeah. I just got a head rush. That was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
I almost stroked out. You ever do that?
Yeah, every Wednesday.
We were like, oh, fuck. O'clock. I think I almost avoided death. I think Jesus just touched my head and was like,
Cut it out with the gay shit.
Yes.
God damn it. We fuck up here in heaven, too.
It's my day, bitch. Okay. It's my day.
It's my day.
Jesus just became a candy gay guy. You fucker, it's my day.
Now reorganize your living room.
Okay. Nizzy asks, you say, hi, Nizzy.
Hi, Nizzy.
There you go.
I forgot. I forgot how this part works.
We've
been not doing this for like a year.
What's your favorite panel that you do not run or are a panelist for?
Oh, wow.
See, I just don't show up out of spite.
Yeah, you don't show up that much.
No, I do. I do. I'm just kidding.
My favorite panel that I don't run... There's a few that I've sat in, like, minor panels that uh-huh. I thought were amazing. One of them was the Rocket Furs panel.
Rocket Furs.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
There's this gentleman who he's actually performed before in the charity... not charity show, but in the... what do you call that show? Where... I have to go up there and introduce everyone, and I pray to God they don't say the N-word.
Variety show.
Variety show. There was that year there was that year. Ever since that happened, I'm like, please don't swear. Please don't swear or mention black people, you assholes.
This guy has a full Ku Klux Klan outfit on. Are we sure he's okay? No, he's a ghost. He's a ghost. Ooh, he's a ghost.
But there's an older gentleman who does the rocketry first panel.
Yeah.
Really nice guy. And it was a really fun panel. Like, I sat in on it and they talked science and it was really cool. The chainmail and leather making panels I thought was really good. Those were really cool. Uh-huh. And the one that really blew me away, I was only able to stick my head in a few times, but I loved the amateur rope tying panel with Martini Soft and Avon. It was really, really cool watching how informative they were being. Like, they were walking around and, you know, because I was worried. It was like, all right, here we go. Here's a bed. Like, oh, God. But no, like, that was very, very cool. So the part that I got to see, I wish I could have stayed and saw more.
Yeah. For me, a lot of the shows, especially MFF, has... the Too Much Light Makes a Baby Go Blind.
Oh, yeah, that's a given.
Every year, it's must see.
It's a, yeah.
They're so good.
They're amazing.
If you ever get a chance, go check it out.
Yeah.
Which basically, it's 30 plays in 30 minutes. 60 minutes. And they're all funny, make you cry, all sorts of crazy stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So
wonderful.
Seamus asks.
Hi, Seamus.
If you could ask one question to any dead celebrity over the past 20 years, who would it be and what would you ask?
Oh, shit.
Now, think of it.
Dead celebrities?
Yes.
Who the hell died?
Abraham Lincoln.
He didn't die. He's fine.
What? I'm
trying to remember who the hell died. Oh, you know who? Just because I just saw the show?
Uh-huh.
The psychotic rich guy from Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know his name. I just want to ask him. Like, really? Really? Really?
That's what I would say that exact question to, not Bill Gates. Who's the other? Who's the asshole? Who's the Apple asshole?
Oh, Apple. That's his name. That's his legal name.
Apple asshole?
Yeah.
Apple hole?
Apple hole.
Steve Jobs.
There you go.
Because
he killed himself,
He tried to do voodoo instead of... He tried a vegan diet instead of science. Something like that, right?
Yes. Yeah. No, he let some... He was doing, like, not voodoo, but New Age medicine.
Yeah.
It was like, you have cancer. Well, I'm going to try eating this pineapple. You should probably get chemo. Nope. Pineapple. Dead.
Nope. Salad. Salad will make me better.
Salad does everything.
Salad cures cancer.
Yep. There you go. I'm trying to think of, like, who, like, that I adore died. Because I know there's
you
someone.
You love no one.
Yeah, I Me know.
And, no, I'm kidding. Moses. What would you ask Moses?
Moses did not die.
What?
That's not.
He's still around us?
Oh, yeah.
He played basketball? That was Moses Malone?
Moses Malone.
He went to
basketball. He's a barber. He
freeing the
hair.
Jews. Basketball.
That's how it works.
Same thing. They play for Jews.
Well, hold on. Moses is a Jew, so he's a banker now. You know what he does?
What?
Split stocks.
I've been picturing, like, DuckTales, like the big money bin, and just, like, parting it.
Ah, this many coins is a solid, not a liquid. Hysterical.
That's a Jew power. You get to dive into coins like water.
Yes.
Jew powers.
Jew powers activate.
Jew secrets.
Juicy.
That's a new thing.
Jew secrets. Buy high, sell low.
Wait, what?
Then don't pay taxes.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's the trick.
Oh, that's how you do
Win
it.
Win lots of Nobel Prizes.
They do.
They're crazy at Nobel. Really good at it.
And the winner this year... Leibowitz? What the fuck? I don't care if he split the atom. No.
Jewy McJewerson? What the? What the hell did he do? Oh, he got a dollar.
They're like, oh, better. Joe Johnson. Then he gets up there. Oh, thank you.
You got a dollar. Oh, my God. Xander, do you have a dollar bill? I want to show you all the things I can do with a dollar. I can take a dollar and turn it into four quarters. My son once tried to put a quarter into a gumball machine. I said, son, that quarter could be used for other things, like making more quarters. Don't you understand how banking works?
Moving on.
Moving on. God.
Tycho asks.
Hi, Tycho.
Which historical figure would you
With historical?
Because you're the History Channel guy. Oh, wait, that's not you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, he's not here.
Who would the History Channel guys sleep with the most? What historical figure would you sleep with the most?
Hitler.
I'm sorry, I fail English. What historical figure would you like to sleep with the most?
I keep the same answer, Hitler.
Oh, Hitler?
Absolutely. Dude, that would be the greatest thing, because I'm assuming that you're asking me this question now.
Oh.
So I'd go to Steamworks, get a bunch of AIDS. I mean, a ton of AIDS, because you know what? Sometimes it's worth it. I'm saving the world here. Mm. And then I'd go back, and I'd fuck Hitler.
See, this makes sense, actually. So you fuck him so much. He's like, nine different strains
of AIDS in Hitler.
Yep, doing this nine times. Nine!
And all of a sudden, my AIDS jokes aren't that funny anymore, are they, you bastards? Yeah, that's right. This joke, I got AIDS, too. But that's okay.
So this makes sense.
I got him for Hitler.
You see, the joke's on you, because you're a giant Jew and you fucked Hitler. So he went back in time and started the Third Reich.
Why are there so many time machines?
Why does Adolf Hitler hate the Jews so much? It makes sense now.
Because some tall guy with a Jew fro and AIDS came from the future and came to Hitler. And came
in Hitler.
Yeah.
So I would fuck. I'm going on to the opposite spectrum of you.
Okay.
I would fuck Gandhi.
You go with Gandhi.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll bite. Why Gandhi?
Well, he would take it. You know, he would passively resist.
And, that's awesome.
But you know, he'd be nice and skinny. It would be. He's like a twink.
Yeah, he is. He is. The hunger strikes really do good for the abs.
It's like, I'm not going to eat while you're fucking me. This. No, here, strawberry. It's sexy.
Oh, wait. Hold on, though. What? Does that mean he can't swallow?
Hunger strike. That's my new excuse for not swallowing.
He just spit your gum on you. Sorry, hunger strike. Hey, where's your accent? Oh, I'm sorry, hunger strike.
No, I'm sorry, hunger strike. The British are, they will not get out of our land. I must spit the cum out on your belly.
I'm doing this for God. Hey, I didn't ask you to do a damn thing.
I'm doing it for an Easter. I don't know why, because I am Hindu.
What is with the bunnies?
What is with the bunnies? They're watching. There's a camera in everyone.
Oh, my God.
This is our new History Channel. Fucking historical figures.
Fucking historical.
Late Night History Channel.
Oh my God.
Tonight we fuck Hitler. And that would be, it would be a gang of fucking Jews gang banging Hitler.
I would get revenge on you. I can't do a German accent right now.
Nine!
I really want to see a documentary made from Hitler's point of view, Hitler played by the gentleman who's friends with, oh my God.
Who?
The director. Voldemort? The director.
Steven Spielberg?
Not that director. He's been in two of his movies now. He played Django Unchained.
Oh, Quentin Tarantino.
Right, who's the German?
Samuel Jackson.
The German!
I'm just picturing Samuel Jackson as Hitler. No, okay. I know.
Now I'm picturing Samuel Jackson as Hitler.
No, the cool German
Nine,
guy.
Nine, motherfucker!
Nine, motherfucker! Nine!
Oh my God.
Anyway. No.
Christoph Waltz. I want to see
Hitler.
Him playing a serious role as Hitler, justifying everything, like the movie 100%, even though that's not, you know, but 100% backing Hitler's choices. Like a movie done from Hitler's point of view.
Yes.
With Christoph Waltz. I think it would be amazing.
History Channel presents Justice Fuck.
Justice Fuck. Who was president when Hitler was in power?
Eisenhower.
Eisenhower?
I
think he was. Okay, so who do we get to play Eisenhower?
Fuck. Nicolas Cage.
Sold. Sold. We're in. And we need a role for my boy. Ooh. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch, he can be Stalin for some reason.
Sold.
Okay. He's going to join it. Because he was on our side for that.
Yeah.
He got Stalin. Who else was there? The British guy. The fat British guy. Who would he be?
Who's the Brad... fat British guy.
Fat British guy who had all the famous speeches.
Monty Python?
No. The fat, like, you're like, we were by land and sea. We're not.
Oh, son of a bitch. God.
You know what I'm talking
about.
You know,
for somebody who plays History Channel guy, I know nothing of history. I'm terrible with names.
Okay, just think of a
I forget
guy.
Your name sometimes.
God damn it.
We'll be out with his parents. And
Anthony
like,
Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins.
Yes. He can go fat
no,
again.
And Anthony Hopkins just plays himself. Like, that's it. He's just Anthony Hopkins.
That makes sense.
It's a historical reenactment, so all people could just play themselves.
Yeah. Like,
it's just we go over to Tom Cruise and he's just sitting there.
Actually,
like,
your
I wasn't working.
Your boy Sherlock could play the code breaker that he plays in the latest one. The guy who broke the code for World War II.
The Enigma code. I really want to see that.
Yeah, the what code?
The Enigma code.
Right, well, that's what it was called.
The Enigma machine or something like that. Yeah.
I can't remember what it was called, but it's the gay code.
Yes.
He made the gay code. Not everyone knows that. He broke the Nazi code, and he made the gay handkerchief code.
Oh, wow. He's really useful.
Absolutely.
Oh, I don't remember what any of them mean, but I remember everyone at work finding out that that was a thing and laughing and then crying.
Yeah. Just as fuck.
Then I should buy everyone at work colored handkerchiefs.
We should just make just as fuck. I want to make that.
So I like just as fuck. I like think this is a good idea.
Okay, anyway, one more question.
One more, all right.
To both of us.
Just as fuck.
How long do you think you would last with a professional wrestler?
Oh, I'd come almost immediately. Those guys are just brick shit houses.
That is some people's fetish. Like, I'm not going to name names, but they're like, yeah, I just like it when they pin you.
Oh, that's it.
But that's it. Not even fuck you. Just like, guys laying on guys.
See, I think if Undertaker gave me that million-mile stare, or if Wyatt did the spider thing, I think I would just come right away. Like, all right, I'm done. Thanks, guys. That was amazing.
I'm picturing Wyatt doing the spider crawl.
Onto my dick.
To you on the bed, and then sucks your dick upside down.
I just came just thinking about that.
You start, guys, I'm going to run the corner again. You start sucking off the Undertaker. He sits up. And his eyes roll back in his head.
Wait a minute, no, wouldn't I be at the exact right place to do that if he tombstone piledried me? Isn't that like one of the, yeah, no.
Tombstone right into a 69.
Tombstone blow driver.
Yes.
Blow driver?
Blow driver.
What the fuck?
That's my special move.
The blow driver.
For when I become a wrestler, I'm going to do the blow driver.
I could see you like sneaking into Daniel Bryan's room in the middle of the night and shaving him and then fucking him.
The yes lock. Yes. 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 Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. That's all you hear. Yes.
And I come into the room. You are covered in gold and black paint. I'm like, oh, gold dust was here?
See, yeah. For those who know, you do the yes lock. It's like an arm lock around with a face, but you could totally reach another hand around for a reach around. I think that's... Oh, and your ass is exposed, so...
True, true. There's a lot of exposed ass.
That's when you do the blow driver.
The blow driver.
Oh my God, I would totally gay wrestle with Stardust.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
is that the younger one?
He's the younger one with all the paint.
Stardust is awesome, but his little brother, son of a... Oh, no. Yeah. No, Venom. The Venom guy. Who's that?
Finn Balor.
Done. Sold.
Oh,
I'd last maybe
God.
10 seconds with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if he wears all the crazy makeup.
Look up Finn Balor, for those who don't know. He is the sexiest guy in wrestling right now.
Especially when he wears that makeup.
Yep. Oh, well, yeah, that's your thing. But no, the makeup's pretty amazing.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, I'd fuck them all. How long would I last?
How long would you last?
I don't...
A 10 count?
Pin me. Well, actually it would be really hard because I would constantly be going on all fours and not, you know, putting my shoulders to the ground and just have my ass in the air. Like, no, we're trying to pin... Like, I want to use a small package. No, use the big package.
And then they hit you with a chair.
Foreplay.
Top rung through the table, money in the bank. These are the terms I know.
Why are you going to the bathroom? There's money in the bank.
There's money. Oh. Wrong. You nasty.
I'm nasty. I have to handle this. There's money in the bank. All right, I think we're done. So wow. Until I visit again or Alkali actually accepts Skype as his Lord and Savior.
No.
Why?
Fuck Skype.
We can totally do this. There's a delay now.
There is a delay on Skype that I do not accept.
I think it's your shitty internet, honestly.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm telling you there's a delay. I'm not saying why there's a delay.
That's it. We do historical jacket show. We use, what's that? Telegraph.
Yes, we telegraph through Morse code the entire dragon.
That should have been our April Fools. We didn't get to do an April Fools this year. I'm sorry, guys. Go back and listen to the other ones.
That's an order.
Yeah.
It's good to be back, guys. We're going to try to do this more often.
Yay.
I'm Xander.
What? No, that's April Fools.
Oh. I'm Alkali.
I'm Xander.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.